5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now is the one and only Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. Joe, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Monday.
Good morning and congratulations, Vince.
Joe, thank you very much. Happy to do it. I'm happy I get to talk to you every Monday.
Joe, we wanted to get your take on the appointment of John Kelly to White House Chief of Staff.
Well, pretty much had to happen. I mean, the place was not running well, and Priebus obviously did not have the confidence of the president. This proves once again that President Trump has a great deal of respect for the military. He's taking General Kelly from DHS, putting him Chief of Staff. He has General Mattis at DOD, and he has General McMaster as the head of the NSC. Kelly will no doubt impose discipline, and I'm sure has gotten certain assurances from the president about his authority. It remains to be seen, however, whether or not he can control Ivanka and Jared.
That's the trick, isn't it? He doesn't, in terms of like the president of the United States, it doesn't seem like anybody's going to ever really be able to control his instincts, his impulses. But getting the White House all on the same page is an equally important mission because you've got all these competing power centers. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, I said earlier, you're not going to get a situation where Anthony Scaramucci is going to stare down John Kelly the way he was staring down Reince Priebus.
Yeah,
that'll never happen.
I think Scaramucci will be he's got to control himself, Scaramucci does. We can't have any more of this nonsense we had with these rants and this outrageous language from the communications director. We'll see. Kelly will be supreme. And, of course, if he loses Kelly over some conflict in authority, the president will regret it deeply.
Yeah, here's my question, though. Do you think that Kelly can control the president to the degree that he needs to?
I think controlling the president is out of the question. I think advising the president and making him understand what's best for him, the president, is what Kelly will do. He has a command presence, Kelly does. And that was missing from Priebus and missing from Sean Spicer. No command presence at that podium in the newsroom. And the same thing from Priebus. Even Priebus's exit was bizarre. I mean, some of his own statements as he was being interviewed were just kind of goofy. And I think that was part of the problem. You got to have command presence. Kelly has it. Let's see if it'll work.
We've seen a number of articles over the weekend from the biggest papers in our country now, Joe DeGeneva, regarding the Russia collusion story.
Yeah.
One of them was an op-ed. The collusion quest is crumbling. This is in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
The quest to prove collusion is crumbling. And additionally, the Wall Street Journal ran a story wondering out loud if whether or not the Democrats may be the ones who ultimately get drawn into the guilty position on this Russia collusion story. What do you make of all of this and the media's head turning now?
Well, I think people need to pay close attention to two things. The Debbie Wasserman Schultz investigation and the scandal involving her computers and the Fusion GPS story involving Glenn Simpson's refusal to testify about who funded them. When this all works out, it will be shown that the entire Russian scandal nonsense was the direct result of a Democratic Party opposition research dirty tricks super dick tuck operation that is now going to backfire. It's one of the reasons Adam Schiff has closed his otherwise always open mouth.
Yeah. Well, this entire thing, I mean, Democrats have been prone to, I mean, even lying about the nature of what was in the emails. I remember during the campaign, you had Democrats relying, saying that the emails themselves were altered when that was not the truth at all. The emails were real information inside of
Podesta's. That was the Donna Brazile defense.
That's right.
But here's the problem for them now. They've invested all of their energy in this. And they will have the complicity of the mainstream media assisting them as they try to back out of this and fall away. The problem is that it's too big, and they're not going to be able to do that. And there is enough alternative media to keep the Democratic involvement in the scandal alive, and I think it's just a matter of time. I mean, some of the fallout, you could watch Podesta yesterday screaming that it was General Kelly's job to protect Mueller. I mean, can you imagine? I've never heard a Democrat asking for a prosecutor to be protected, and I've rarely heard a Democrat to ask help from a general or anyone in the military.
No, all of a sudden they're running into his arms. Speaking of Democrats, you know, the House Judiciary Committee last week, I think, raised a bunch of eyebrows and actually got some cheers from the Republican base, because they're calling for a second special counsel. The Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee have written a letter to the Justice Department asking for a special counsel separate from Robert Mueller to probe aspects of the 2016 election and actions by officials like Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, James Comey. They want that whole ball of wax investigated. Do you think any of that rates another special counsel?
I do. I do. In fact, and I think for this reason, because of what I said earlier, I think the Democratic involvement with Fusion GPS and the Wasserman Schultz computers and all this is extremely, extremely important. It should not be done by Maine Justice because it involves direct links to the Democratic leadership and it would look like it's partisan. I certainly would favor the appointment of a special counsel to look into that. Not necessarily to reopen the email investigation, but to reopen the FBI investigation of that email. In other words, I would be investigating Comey and the DOJ people who conducted that fake investigation of Hillary's server. The real scandal is the way the Department of Justice and the FBI didn't look into the Hillary Clinton private server. That's where I believe not only was there corrupt ethical behavior by Comey and his subordinates and the people in DOJ, there may very well have been criminal behavior during the investigation. And, for example, that may be why James A. Baker, the general counsel of the FBI, is sweating bullets at this point. And if in fact, they get to the point where Baker has to resign, we don't know yet, but it sounds like that's a pretty serious investigation of leaking classified information, which may lead to a criminal charge. We don't know that yet, but it sure sounds like it. If that's the case, that's the opening salvo to reopen the entire way in which the FBI conducted itself during the Clinton email server investigation.
Do you think we'll actually see this second special counsel, though? The pressure's on.
Well, you know, it's hard to tell with this administration about. I was waiting for months for an investigation into the leaks, and apparently there is one. Maybe they've been very quiet about it. Maybe there is a grand jury we don't know about. I'm just happy to see that somebody's being held accountable. But believe me, the unmasking is just as bad. And I don't care what anybody says. There's no way that Stephanie Power gets to unmask 100 people from her seat at the UN. That's nonsensical. Even if it wasn't criminal, what was done, it is the most disgraceful abuse of intelligence and the power of the presidency since Richard Nixon. People don't understand what was done during the campaign. This was a political operation out of the White House, led by Ben Rhodes and the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice and John Brennan. And it needs to be investigated thoroughly. And it's clear to me, now that Stephanie Powers has been identified, that the Democrats are really quite frightened of this aspect of the ongoing probe.
All right,
Joe DeGeneva.
Thank you so much. And Joe, by the way, next time, don't hold back. Tell us how you really, really feel, okay?
It's a deal.
Would
it's
you?
A deal.
God, he just is always so coy about what he thinks. Thank you, Joe DeGeneva.